Next case we'll hear is Curtis Dwayne Brockington v. Commonwealth. The appellant has waived oral argument. Mr. Obenshain for the Commonwealth.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the Court, Chris Obenshain representing the Commonwealth in this matter. Your Honor, it's undisputed that Mr. Brockington knew he had an obligation to re-register as a sex offender. And that he failed to do so by the date he was required. And on that basis, Your Honor, we believe that the case of Marshall v. Commonwealth is dispositive here.
Well, I wrote Marshall, and let me ask you, this is a interesting set of facts. The General Assembly, of course, mandated sex offenders register. Clearly, Marshall indicates that specific intent is not required. Mr. Bland failed to register, but there were extenuating circumstances. He was aware he was supposed to register. State police customarily sent him the form. He had registered faithfully for some period of time. He didn't get the form. He goes to the local police department and says, "What do I do?" They say, "Go to the state police." He goes to the state police, where he registers about 2 weeks late. And they promptly arrest him for failure to register, and his portion of his suspended sentence is revoked. You know, I guess my question is in a situation like that, and it's ultimately, I suppose, up to the trial court to exercise its discretion, but it seems to me that this is not necessarily the sort of situation the General Assembly had in mind when they crafted the statute. But I don't mean to put you too much on the spot, but I wanted to vent a little bit and see if you wanted to respond to that.
Well, Your Honor, I would certainly agree that this isn't the most egregious violation of this statute. He did, you know, re-register 2 weeks late, and to his credit, he took the opportunity to go to the state police headquarters and attempt to re-register. Be that as it may, Your Honor, he was in violation of the statute, and I think the evidence on the record is clear that he knew he had an obligation to re-register. He knew, you know, what that obligation was. He testified, I think, that he was aware prior to the September 1st date that he knew a letter should be coming. But there's nothing about that letter in and of itself that the Commonwealth would have to prove that they received that letter, or that it is an element of the offense, that they received some kind of notice. You know, I would point out just that the statute doesn't even require that letter to be sent out. It only requires notice to be given when the person initially registers, and then as may be necessary thereafter. The state police does that, I think, as a for their convenience as well as the registrant's convenience. I think at this point, while we can say that perhaps the punishment may not necessarily have fit the crime in this instance, the facts of the case were that he knew he had an obligation to re-register. He didn't do it, and to, you know, add an element to this offense that the Commonwealth would have to prove that he received this notice would really, I think, divert from the intent of the statute.
I don't want to beat you up. It bothers me. The result here bothers me a little bit, but there's frankly probably not much we can do about it. So I don't want to.
Well, on that basis, unless
you have to respond to everything I just said.
Unless the court has any further questions, we'll rest on our brief.
Right. No, we'll come down to Greek Council and then take up O'Malley versus Commonwealth.